This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial continues at this hour in the U.S. Senate. Senators have rejected four attempts by Democrats to subpoena documents and people related to the charges against the president. The senators voted along party lines to block motions from Democratic leader Chuck Schumer to subpoena records and documents from the White House, the Office of Management and Budget, and the State Department related to Trump's dealings with Ukraine. It also rejected hearing testimony from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell suggested grouping all the Democrats' amendments together for one vote, something that Schumer rejected.
But we will not back off on getting votes on all of these amendments, which we regard as extremely significant and important to the country.
The president's legal team has been arguing all day that Trump did nothing wrong and that his actions do not rise to the level needed to remove him from office. President Trump, meanwhile, Tuesday, and so was teen climate activist Greta Thunberg. AP's Ed Donahue reports both talked about climate change.
The president didn't mention Thunberg by name. He talked about embracing the possibilities of tomorrow.
We must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse.
Thunberg, in turn, did not mention the president by name when she said climate change critics consider the topic too depressing.
Unlike you, my generation will not give up without a fight. The facts are clear, but they are still too uncomfortable for you to address.
Thunberg and President Trump have been sparring for months. Last month, the president told her in a tweet to chill and to work on her anger management problem. She jokingly responded, "She is currently chilling." I'm Ed Donahue.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Health officials have confirmed the first U.S. case of a new coronavirus in a traveler returning from a visit to central China. We get more from AP's Jennifer King.
The man, a Washington state resident from Snohomish County, was said to be in satisfactory condition, according to Dr. Jay Cook, the chief medical officer at Providence Regional Medical Center in Everett, Washington.
Out of an abundance of caution, we have the patient being monitored in a special isolation unit.
The official said the new patient had no symptoms when he arrived at Seattle last Wednesday, but knowing about the outbreak, he contacted doctors on Sunday when he'd been ill for about 3 days. The CDC says it's implementing travel restrictions and will begin funneling air passengers coming from China, where the outbreak began, to 5 U.S. airports so the passengers can be properly screened. I'm Jennifer King.
Iran has requested equipment it says it needs from the United States and French authorities in order to download information from black boxes on a Ukrainian passenger plane it shot down earlier this month. Francesca Lina has more.
After taking several days to admit to bringing down the plane in error earlier this month, Iran has been under immense pressure to hand over the black boxes. Canada, 57 of whose citizens were among the 176 people killed in the Ukrainian International Airlines crash, has said France should handle the flight data and voice recorders as one of the few nations with the ability to analyze the information. But Tehran has so far given mixed signals about whether or not they would be given up. Iran is embroiled in a long-running standoff with the United States over its nuclear program that briefly erupted into military strikes this month. Starting with the U.S. drone strike, which killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, followed by a retaliation attack on U.S. bases in Iraq.
That's Francesca Lina reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a request for a fast-track review from defenders of the Obama-era Health Care Act. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The nation's highest court has denied a request by 20 states and the House of Representatives that it quickly decide on a lower court ruling that made part of the Affordable Care Act unlawful. The defenders argue that the issues were too important to let the case drag out for months or even years. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans struck down the requirement that Americans obtain health insurance, putting the case will be decided before the 2020 presidential election. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.